All right, joining us today, we have Coach Mitch Hundley of the Carrollton Boys Trojans basketball team, Class 3. How you doing today, Coach?
Doing fine. How about you?
Pretty good, pretty good. And we want to thank you for taking time out of your day. You know, I know you have a busy school day today on a Friday, but if you can kind of jump right into your dream team nominations and Zach Coyne and Luke Wozni and give us a few things about them.
Both of those guys are great ball players. Both of them ended up being all-conference for us. Zach Coyne was a first-team member of the MRVC, which is a very tough conference. We play a lot of competitive basketball, and so to make that first team kind of just shows the level that he was playing at this year. And Luke Wozni was able to pull out an honorable mention and played a very undersized post in a very big conference with guys like Alex Nolte, Isaac Sanders. The list goes on with guys that are so big, and he still averaged over 10 points a game for us. And Luke was a kid that was part of my system for 4 years. You can hang your hat on a kid like that to help build a program, turn a program. He's going to go on and play college football. Zach was a move-in for us this year that wound up with 1,140 points in his career and scored 371 this year. So he's a kid that knew how to score. He's going to be very successful when he goes on what he chooses to do in life. He's got a couple options, I know, but both of those kids were great. Great players for us this year at Carrollton.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why don't we kind of go into what you expect next year out of some of the younger guys that you have seen? As you know, Zach and Luke are both kind of senior leaders for you. What do you kind of expect out of your next year squad?
Well, this is the third year in a row that I've lost the top two scorers on our team, and that's something that I think that's pretty common among a lot of teams. You do have kids every now and then that step in as sophomores or juniors and score a lot of points, but I think that the kids understand that they're going to have to come in, put a lot of work into making that ball go in the bucket a little more next year. I got some kids I know that can do it. They just haven't been called to do it yet. Their biggest thing that they do that's really well is their defense. I got four kids that can be very good defensively next year. One of them led by Jeremy Jacobs. He can just run. He has a motor. We played a game in triple overtime earlier this year, and he didn't come out of the entire game and guard the point guard the entire night, full court pressure. He just has that motor that you love to see, and it picks up around him with others. It's contagious. Hunter McNally, Drew Davis, those kids on the defensive end are pretty lights out as well. And then Ty Hudson, who's kind of known to be an offensive kid, can put up three block shots a night easily. Not very often you have a 6-foot guard that can jump 10-7 on his vertical.
Yeah.
So we got to be able to utilize those things. I've got a couple young kids that were sophomores. Jason Stark, I think, only missed three threes this year. He didn't shoot a ton on varsity, but I think he was 8-for-11 from three-point line this year, and he's going to have to be able to score. Justin Taney is another sophomore. He's up 6'4" and has a lot of finesse around the bucket. Just going to have to be able to get him to be more aggressive with the ball. And I think we got a lot of potential.
All right, Coach. Well, we want to appreciate you taking time out of your day again. And obviously we look forward, since it's going to be home games for us, we look forward to calling your games next year. And we appreciate the nominations and all the things you do for us here at the station.
I appreciate everything, guys. I know all the kids enjoy it. And congratulations to all the area kids as well.
All right, Coach. Thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
And that was Coach Mitch Hundley of the Carrollton Boys Trojan basketball team on your KMZU basketball interview.